Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen.
Art is more than meets the eye. Art is life, both rich and bold, or simple with nuance, about seeking and about truth revealed. Today, we are joined by a local painter whose work inspires new ways of thinking about what we see and how technique meets ideas. The work of Karen Owsley-Neese can get you thinking and seeing beyond the horizon, and her techniques do the same. Her show, Found Horizons, is opening this week at the Duluth Art Institute in the George Morrison Gallery with a gallery talk on Thursday, April 30th at 5:30. She joins Radio Gallery to share more about her work.
My name is Karen Owsley-Neese, and I paint with oils on, this particular show is oils on wood panels. Because my paint is so thick, when it can take years to dry, it'll dry to touch in a few months. But in this particular case, because these paintings were going to be moved around a lot, I wanted to make sure the background was really sturdy and wouldn't flex, and so the paint would just have a more secure foundation. It's also just less hassle, the stretching and the priming the canvas and everything. You can take weeks before you actually get to painting, and sometimes you can just throw a coat of gesso on the wood panel and be painting in 2 hours or something. I'm kind of a painting geek, you know, the history of painting and everything, but traditional oil paints can take up to 75 years to dry. I use different media than mine, so that makes them dry a little quicker, and they're safe to handle and everything, but they will change color slightly over the years. 50 years from now or something, it may look different a little bit from exposure to light. And then as the paint continues to dry, it gets a little more clear, a little more luminous looking, I think.
Talk about what inspires you.
This particular show is called Found Horizons, and it's kind of a play on the word Lost Horizons. But when we first came to Duluth, I was just stunned by the beauty of Lake Superior, and I've always been interested in landscapes, and I'm really fascinated by color and where the colors come together at an edge and what that edge can do. It can feel like, depending on how you manipulate the colors, it can feel like it shifts you back and forth from one side to the other, and that's what a lot of my work about the horizon line is, just what's going on at the edge between the two colors of the sky and the water. My paintings have several layers, and I'll have several paintings going at the same time that have this base color. I mix up this real thick, gloppy, kind of cake icing paint. I paint with a painting knife, which is a real flexible version of a palette knife, which is kind of like a little mason's trowel. So I'll paint in the waves or the water or whatever I want for the texture of the water, and then I'll do the same for the sky. And then I'll set that and let it dry for a while, a week or two, till it's enough that I can put another layer of paint. And then I start building up layers of paint to simulate what a sky reflection looked like, or a storm, or windy water, or whatever. But each painting is a specific point in time that I was impressed with the texture of the water, or the texture of the sky, and the colors. Our world's made of layers and layers and layers, so there's kind of that representation of it, you know, but each layer still lets a little of the earlier peek through.
In those layers and in that, there is that mystery.
That makes me happy to hear that. There's just the mystery of the whole amazing beauty of the lake and nature in general, but the lake in particular has really drawn me. The first time I saw it, I think there's only been two times in my life where I have felt like I knew my place in the universe. And one was out in the canyonlands of Utah, and then one was the first time we saw Lake Superior. And it's like, okay, I'm a human on this little place right now. And I just felt put in my place, but in a good way. It's easy to feel powerful as a human in a city or something, but out there, you're nothing.
The work of Karen Owsley-Neese opens in Found Horizons this week at the Duluth Art Institute in the George Morrison Gallery up through June 4th, with an opening reception May 14th and her gallery talk this Thursday, April 30th at 5:30. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Strife, Mariah Schumacher, and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org
on our homepage and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again or subscribe to our podcast. Share comments at jensen@kumd.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.